as promised you, we have got Dave Swinton in. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Simon.
You're here to talk about Macmillan Cancer Care Coffee Morning.
Ah, yes, indeed, yes.
Which takes place...
Well, the actual date this year is the 30th of September. It'll be the 21st time we've held our big coffee morning, which is actually in the Guinness Book of Records. It's
brilliant.
The biggest single coffee morning in the world. And every year it keeps on getting bigger.
The first question is, you've already answered that one, when it takes place. It's the 30th of September, it's a Friday. How do people get involved if they want to, you know, sort of take part?
Well, obviously there are two ways of getting involved. First is to find where your nearest coffee morning is taking place, and I'll make sure that you here at Lionheart Radio have a complete list of everything that's happening here in Alnwick. But secondly, if you're feeling that you would like to organise a coffee morning, and we're not talking about renting a village hall and bringing along 200-300 people, we're talking about maybe 4 or 5 people sitting down, getting together, having a bit of fun and raising some money for a very good cause. I mean, last year, the coffee mornings in the UK raised an extraordinary £8.2 million. And here in the Northumbria area, we raised over £134,000 simply by people getting together to have a cup of coffee. And that is money that we desperately need to keep the work of Macmillan Cancer Care going.
The thing is, cancer can affect anybody. It doesn't show any discrimination. I know there's a lot of charities out there, and it's a similar sort of thing with cancer, but without the organisations like Macmillan Cancer, people like yourself who volunteer, you know, we would be lost, I suppose is the word I'm looking for, because you can't get everything on their NHS, and this doesn't just help... Obviously, the cancer sufferers, it helps people who are the families as well.
Absolutely. But Macmillan Cancer Support is there to support not only the people who are living with the cancer itself, but their entire family. And Macmillan is well known for the Macmillan nurse. It's possibly the one thing that everybody knows. But what people are probably not so aware of is that we also have welfare workers. We have people who will help you make sure you're getting access to all the financial assistance you are entitled to.
Yep.
We've successfully campaigned to dispose of prescription charges for cancer sufferers.
Right.
And the big campaign we have on at the moment is to get rid of the awful parking charges for hospitals. I mean, if you're someone who's living with cancer and you're having to regularly visit hospital for chemotherapy or something like that, the last thing you want to worry about is, can I afford to park?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's one of the things, I suppose, when you go there, and it's accessibility as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's no good if someone's really ill and they've got to go in for the chemo, but they've got to park around the back. You know, I think there's a lot goes on that, you know, you're making this way. I'm going to learn stuff this morning, by the way.
I hope so.
You know, you go to a hospital and it's the last thing that you want to do is be parking miles away. You know, and I suppose you're making people aware, again, about parking charges.
But it's also the mere fact that, I mean, living here as we do in God's own country in Northumberland, we are incredibly lucky in many respects. But unfortunately, to access services, for instance, if you want to get to the Wansbeck, and you haven't got your own car, it's a Sabbath day's journey on the bus.
It is.
So the mere fact that we want to help people to have better access to the care that they need without too many hassles.
I suppose you said, I mean, you've got the parking and then obviously prescriptions.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of stuff readily available, I would imagine, on the NHS. You know, and the cost of it, it's quite expensive. You know, I mean, I know you can go in, you can buy, or you can pay for like a year's subscription, but it does get quite expensive.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, you're saying there's certain things that are available that a lot of people won't be aware of. You know, you're going to help people financially in certain areas. And the more people you can get involved to do this, the better it's going to be. Because like I've said, everyone somewhere along the line will know or have known someone. It can be a family friend, whatever. Who can be affected by cancer?
I think cancer is sadly probably unique in terms of illness. If we're not feeling well and we go to the doctor and the diagnosis is, well, you've got a virus, you happily take the prescription and trot away knowing that in a few days you'll feel better. But I personally have the feeling that most people, if they sit down in front of their doctor and they're told you have a cancer, what is going through their mind is, how long have I got?
Yeah.
And if that's going through their mind, imagine what's happening to their family, their wife, their children. And it's that ability to provide someone they can talk to who understands what they're going through. Curing is a long-term problem.
Yeah.
But it's giving them the support to live with what they have to live with, to know that they're not alone, to know that there's someone out there they can phone and they can get help as and when they need it. That's where we come in.
Yeah, I know we're in recession, and we have been and we will be for some time to come. And my thoughts are, if you go to the pub, or if you're a smoker, or whatever you do, you know, sort of stop and think, right, if I go to the pub tonight, I go out at 8 o'clock, I'll just redo that, by the way, I go out at 8 o'clock, instead of going up at 8, go out at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and that money that you would have spent in the first hour and a half, put towards cancer relief. You know, it's again, if you're smoking, instead of smoking, don't go out and buy. There's lots of ways we can sort of put money into cancer, and into, I would say, any charity.
Well, I have to say, as a militant anti-smoker, I would certainly suggest everybody stops buying cigarettes and uses the money more wisely, but that's neither here nor there. But yes, I mean, if you look at society that we have in this country and have for a very long time, a great deal of what you might describe as the add-on care has always been provided by charity. Now, charities come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, and without exception, they're all there to do good. But it's a question of the individual deciding what their interests are, where they want to provide some additional help. One thing I've discovered about Macmillan Cancer Support is that the passion that we see coming from the volunteers and from the people who get involved, because as you say, so many people have been touched by this dreadful disease. We had a 5-mile charity walk in Newcastle a couple of weeks ago, and everybody that was involved with that was walking in memory of or for someone.
Yeah.
And there was even a family who turned up. The husband had died, and the widow was there, the son was there, the daughter was there, and the grandchild was there, and they were all wearing individual T-shirts with a picture of the father. And I find it really breathtaking, the depth of emotion that we were getting from that.
There's a recent school friend of mine who passed away. I mean, he had so many different problems later on in life. He had a problem with his heart, but then he got cancer, and then he actually got pneumonia, and he wasn't even 48.
Mm.
And when I knew he hadn't been well, obviously, with his heart, but then I didn't realise he had cancer. And when I actually found out, it's a massive shock, because, you know, he's got two young girls around about the 20 sort of age mark. And recently in the Gazette, I seen people paying tributes to a lad who died. I think it must be about 4 or 5 years ago. Someone that was, again, younger than me at school, but I remembered him from school. And people paying their tributes to this person, they put the memorial in the Gazette. It doesn't show any bounds. We'll go on about this. We want to get people involved with this Macmillan Cancer
Support
at the end of September. And it, like you said, you can do it anywhere. Even if you're in your local pub, you can do it then. You know, people can do it at school, they can do it in the home. It doesn't have to be any one massive big sort of way. We'll get everybody in the village hall. They can do it at work. You know, 10 o'clock in the morning, right, this is for cancer research, for Macmillan, we'll have to emphasise that. You can do it anywhere, anytime, I suppose.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it is true, there are other cancer charities. The difference, for instance, between us and Cancer UK is that Cancer UK are looking for a cure. That's not our job. We are there to support.
You're there to support the illness.
Absolutely.
And the people who it affects as well. Because it's bad enough with that individual, but then there's the massive knock-on effect, like you said. They've got, if it's brothers and sisters, wives, children, aunts, uncles, grandparents, it has a massive knock-on effect. And you'll be there to sort of do outline support for them as well.
Absolutely. And of course, it's no respecter of age. You can find blood cancers in almost newborns.
Yeah.
And all the way up to people my age. For those of you who can't see me, I'm not exactly young. I know
21.
I sound it.
21.
Again. But it is no respecter of age. It's no respecter of anything. It can come wherever it, whenever it comes. And we need to be there to provide the support.
Talk to Dave Swinton from Macmillan Cancer Care. And we're here to promote, which is a very important day, on the 30th of September. I want you to get involved in any way, shape or form that you can, whether or not it's a big one in a village hall, or whether you're just going to sit there at work with one or two work colleagues and get involved. And we really, we need to raise money. How much did you say you'd raised last year, Dave?
Last year we raised just over £134,000.
But that was just in the northeast. You had, was over 8 million.
What I would describe as Northumbria,
yeah,
which is a coverall. And this year we're looking to raise as near as £150,000.
And how do we do that?
Well, you do that simply by getting together with your group of friends, your work colleagues, anybody you can think of, and using a coffee morning as an opportunity to get together, to have some fun and to raise some money, so that that money can go to provide the support that cancer sufferers and their families desperately need.
Is there a phone number?
What I'll do is I'll leave a whole series of information here at the station, yeah, so that people can get in touch with you. But yes, please, if you could phone our office in Newcastle, and the number for that is 0191, obviously, 214 5444. And that's the office.
An email? Before you put it away.
Well, if the other alternative is to go on to our website, which is www.macmillan.org.uk, and you'll get all the information you want on there of how to apply and how to get involved. It's also possibly worth mentioning at this time that we also do other interesting things as a way of raising money. If you're feeling energetic and you really feel like a holiday of a lifetime, how do you fancy trekking in the Sahara? Because in 2012, from February the 25th to the 4th of March, we're organising a hiking trip around the Sahara. That's the desert, not the nightclub. and we're looking for each person taking part there to raise at least £2,500. But that's over 100 kilometres trek across extreme and remote landscape in the Sahara. If that's not quite your bag, then I could give you something a little nearer home. Because in July we're looking for people to take part in a 25-mile hike in Yorkshire, doing three peaks.
Right.
And again, the idea is to get together with a group of people and just have some fun. It's rather like doing the Great North Run, only it's not quite so strenuous.
Is this the same? Can you get involved through the website, or
the website's the place to go?
Right, that's the bit. Any further information? If it's maybe it's not so much the coffee morning, which we hope you do, then there are other ways of making money for Macmillan Cancer. And just to sort of say, if you've never ever done anything like this, if you've never ever donated to a charity, which I would say would be very few people, please try and do it, because it is important. We know there's a lot of charities out there vying for every penny you've got nowadays, but this is something that can affect anyone, anytime, any age, any ilk. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, you can be famous, you can just be a normal bloke that walks along the street, or a woman. It can affect anyone in any way, shape or form. Like I said, it doesn't show any discrimination, cancer. And it's not just the person that suffers with it. It is the knock-on effect it has for the rest of the family. You know, it could be a friend, it could be brother or sister. Get involved. Even if you just donate £1, every little bit does make a massive, massive big difference.
Absolutely. You know, it is true that everybody is saying we need money, we need money. But I promise you that every pound we get, we will use that to the benefit of a family who need the support to deal with a family member who is living with cancer.
Dave, it's been a pleasure.